Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
Save big money and start your spring project with help from Menards. We offer a huge selection of Bonnie plants, veggies, and herbs to plant at home and grow yourself. Right now, all Bonnie 4.5-inch vegetable and herbs are on sale through May 17th. Head to the Menards Garden Center to get your garden growing. Plus, check out our weekly flyer on Menards.com for all the great deals happening now.
Save big money at Menards.
You are an energetic being first and foremost, so the quality of your energy field is really important. It works like a filter, each part of the field enabling or preventing whatever is turning up in your life. This is the Future Self Energetics Show. I'm your host, Amanda Nelson, and I work in the body, mind, and spirits community. I'm an award-winning master energist. That's a therapist that specializes in improving the quality of the energy fields that move in, through, and around your body. If you want anything in your life to change, you have to begin with changing your energy field first. So my shows are a mixture of talk and therapy ideas, interviews, and thought-provoking inspiration. They're all about energy, energy fields, protection, and connection. If there's a topic you'd love me to cover in my show, please email me, amanda@futureselfenergetics.com. And if you love the show here on UK Health Radio, please spread the word about it in your networks. Welcome to the Future Self Energetics Show. Today we're delving deep into money wounds. It's a topic that's piqued the curiosity of several of my clients, prompting them to ask me questions as they seek out a better understanding of what these wounds actually mean, what they entail. And they're eager to discover if they carry any of these money wounds, and if they do, how they can go about healing them. Money wounds can have a significant impact on your financial well-being. It's something that we all ought to think of, but is it something that you have ever thought about? And by exploring what money wounds are, you're able to gain insight into the influence of the wounds that you might have and the ways that they may be holding you back. Understanding the nature of these wounds, your wounds, allows you to take any necessary steps towards healing and transforming your relationship with money. A money wound is a deep-seated emotional and energetic blockage, and it negatively influences your relationship with money and your financial abundance, any kind of abundance really. And I find these blocks in the way energy spins. They tend to have a pushing away, a spinning away quality to them when I find them. And I'll also find them in your energetic shields. They trigger and they deflect the abundance just as it's about to arrive with you. And it could be in your electromagnetic field. That's all about your perception of how safe and how abundant it is to be in the world. Is this a benevolent universe? That's the question that those fields answer. And also, of course, it's in your manifestation field as well. Money wounds can be anywhere in the energy field, even in the chakras. But really, it's your manifestation field that is completely gunked up and overburdened by vibrations associated with lack if you have a money wound. So if you suspect that you might have money wounds, don't worry, you're not alone. And there are actionable steps I believe that you can take to address them. We're going to cover some of those in my show today. Healing your money wounds does involve self-reflection. You have to be honest with yourself. You have to be able, where possible, to consciously identify limiting beliefs and behaviours. And the goal always is to cultivate a healthier mindset around money. Every incremental step that you can take, no matter how small, it's always about cultivating that healthier mindset, that healthier relationship. Because it's that relationship, that healthier relationship, that healthier mindset, that is what sets about healing the wounds, even the really deep ones. And your energy field responds to this, and it will reflect the way you feel about money back to you. So as it's healing, then the money relationship heals because the energy field is healing and clearing. So your energy fields, they all act as filters, and these filters ultimately create some kind of a template for the experiences you have. And this includes the experiences you have with money, with abundance, with wealth in your life. So what I want to do today is talk to you a little bit about how you can change your energy field, how that change can then lead to remarkable transformations in your financial abundance. So you, first and foremost, I want you to know that you do have the power to heal your money wounds. You can already substantially heal them if you do have them. You have the power already to create a positive shift in your energy field. And that is what ultimately contributes to financial reality, you know, a reality full of abundance instead of lack. So if you can invest a little bit of time first and foremost, a little bit of time and effort in your own energetic cleansing, your own energetic growth, if you can be much more conscious of your habits and your relationship with money, well, you can unlock new opportunities and align with a much better feeling vibrational path of prosperity. I absolutely believe that. So stay tuned on the show today as I delve further into what I think is a fascinating topic. And I provide you with some pretty practical guidance, I feel, on how you can heal your money wounds. My name's Amanda Nelson. This is the Future Self Energetic Show on UK Health Radio. And on the show this week, we are going to explore money wounds in a bit more detail. And what we're going to do is we're going to identify some steps you can take, steps today that you can take to healing your wounds if you have them. So if this is something that interests you, then you are very welcome. I am grateful that you're here. The journey to financial abundance starts for you today. And that starts with a willingness to be open to change, a willingness to explore and to learn about yourself and to take inspired action if that's what's required. So first, let's see if you have some money wounds. Let's be honest with each other about them. Honest with yourself, honest with myself. Of course, I'm going to be honest with myself too. And then let's embrace any transformative journey, the potential of transformation that's there. Maybe we could embrace it together. So your money wounds are going to stem from deep-seated beliefs. They're going to be stemming from thoughts, actions, even emotions that have had a significant impact on your journey towards financial abundance. They may have their roots in all sorts of sources, like your past experiences, your upbringing, influences of society or religious groups or family, you know, and these associations and more create barriers or obstacles to your financial growth if they're in a negative form. But here's the empowering bit. You hold the power to overcome these money wounds. It all begins with a little bit of introspection, a little bit of self-reflection, a little bit of casting your mind over your past and your current situation too, and being honest and realistic with yourself about it. I don't want you to judge yourself. I don't want you to get cross if you feel that you haven't been that great with money or been consciously taking care, you know, custodian of your mindset. I don't want you to get into judgment. All I would like you to do is to Understand that you have the power to overcome any of the money wounds that you have. So let's today take a little bit of time and explore any of your limiting beliefs. I'll be giving you some ideas of what they might be and how you can recognize them, and also how to nurture a much healthier mindset, a much healthier mindset about money in your energy field too. So today on my Future Self Energetics show, I'm going to be providing, I think, some invaluable assistance that's going to guide you. I hope if you find it helpful, please email me and let me know. So as you choose to address and then heal, so you identify and address and heal your money wounds, you're going to witness a beautiful transformation in your relationship with money. This healing your money wounds, this witnessing, this transformative process is also going to be happening simultaneously in your energy field. I've seen it happen again and again. So today on my Future Self Energetics show, this is what we're going to be doing. As the transformation starts, it will start to happen really quickly. If you can start to clear your manifestation field with some of the guidance I give you today on this show, you will find that the transformation will begin in approximately 3 days. In 3 days' time, you will either start to get real evidence that the transformation is beginning, or you will start to understand that relationships, connections, and other things are being put in place so that whatever abundance you need is actually going to be delivered to you. It's effortless. All you need to do is listen to the show today and follow some of the things that I'm going to guide you with first. So we're focusing on healing money wounds today. We're not looking at how to create an amazing manifestation field or start for you to be able to manifest all the things that you really desire in your life. That's for a new show. First, we've got to heal those wounds. So I hope that my insights today on the show are going to really help create positive shifts first and foremost in your financial well-being. Remember, you possess the ability to manifest positive changes in your money mindset. Staying focused, being patient with yourself, holding an unwavering belief in your own potential, that's all going to help. You are more than capable of achieving the financial abundance that you desire.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on 2 purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
A money wound is a deep-seated emotional and energetic blockage that negatively influences your relationship with money, and it stops financial abundance. It kind of creates a lack energy, a lack vibration in your energy field, and therefore that turns up in your life. So let's start with the one all-important question that you might have. How do you know if you have any money wounds? So here are some indicators that I know about that will help you to identify if you could be carrying these wounds within you or not. So first, it has to start with attitudes and belief around money. Take a moment now to reflect on your current mindset. Do you often find yourself consumed by worrying about money, worries about finances? Do you find yourself plagued with a persistent sense of scarcity, a worry that there won't be enough? even when your actual circumstances suggest otherwise. This could indicate, as far as I'm concerned, a deeply ingrained perception of lack. And this lack has become ingrained in your manifestation field, and that blocks it. So first and foremost, what you will need to do is, even if you have absolutely no evidence that everything is going to be all right, what I'd like you to do is to start with believing that you have a persistent, unshakable faith that everything will always be all right. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right. Everything will be all right, and there will be more to come. Okay, so we're going to shift you out first and foremost of being consumed by worries. If ever you become worried about finances, what I would like you to do is say, okay then, so I don't know, we have this bill that's coming in, but I have unshakable faith that before the bill comes in, I will have more than enough money to pay the bill. Unshakable faith. My clients hear me talk about unshakable faith all the time. They laugh sometimes. They're, my goodness, you know, it's the manifestation field. As soon as you have unshakable faith, your manifestation field is programmed differently. It's the unshakable faith that tells your manifestation field that despite any evidence to the contrary, you know that the manifestation field will deliver. It activates it in some way. I'd also invite you to consider the origins of any of your beliefs about lack, about a lack of money, potential lack of abundance in any way, shape or form in your life. So was there a specific event, do you think, or an experience in your life that may have contributed to this mindset? I know that once, a long, long time ago, I ended up, this is when I was living out in Greece, I ended up living in an abandoned doctor's surgery. Didn't even have running water, and I was living there for 3 weeks. And although I was living there for 3 weeks, the people who owned it knew. I mean, they said to me, look, you know, rather than you find yourself in a homeless position, we do have a place, but it's not very comfortable, but it is a place and you can stay there rent free for 3 weeks. We'll give you a limited amount of electricity. There won't be any running water, but at least it's a safe space. Now, back in the day, all I felt was that those 3 weeks were perhaps the longest 3 weeks of my life. It really taught me a great deal about what true lack is. However, reflecting on it now, even though I can still remember how dusty and how uncomfortable it was to live there, do you know what? At least I was safe. Somebody said, I don't have much to offer you, but here is what I can offer you. There is no lack in that. I was given what I needed. I wasn't given a lot more than what I needed, and it certainly showed me what I truly had already. But actually, when the chips were down, I wasn't out on the streets. I did have a safe place to go to. Perhaps you observed a lack of abundance within your family. Maybe that's what might have kick-started your money wound. My family, gosh, probably two, maybe three generations ago, they were living in the slums of Liverpool. They were in the tenements and living hand to mouth. They had a real lack. And I know from talking to my grandmother, she, back in the day when she was still alive, she was always so frugal. Nothing went to waste. She rarely threw out any food, and she expected us to finish all the food that we were given. And my mum, she was the same. She didn't like to spend too much money on anything that wasn't really necessary, and she would rather mend something rather than give it away. So when you observe behaviours that are associated with lack of abundance, There's no judgment in this from me, by the way. I'm just sharing with you my own personal stuff. But when you see it in your family, I don't know, if you have a family member who went bankrupt, for example, or maybe there's an energetic pattern of feast and famine that there was around you growing up. It could be something that you had personal experience of, or it might be an energetic pattern in the DNA that's been passed down through your ancestry, through your lineage. I mean, it's worth contemplating the root or the source of some of these influences. It may be that they are something that you have learned but is not true for you. When you have been exposed to any sense of lack, it really can profoundly impact your manifestation field. We're back to that energy field again. In fact, if the experience of lack has deeply, deeply affected you or somebody around you, it creates a kind of money wound in the manifestation field, and that almost blows a hole in it. So in your manifestation field, this energetic hole, this imprint, hinders your ability to attract financial abundance, and it creates a hole where money can drizzle away. And it also creates a kind of a bouncing effect in the manifestation field where money gets to you and boom, as soon as it arrives, it goes. And it also creates a stickiness in the manifestation field where money that's trying, or abundance that's trying to get to you, well, it almost does, but not quite. And then if it does happen to free itself from this stickiness, you know, it will only ever arrive in bits and pieces. So you may want £100 and it will arrive as a £5 or a £10 or perhaps a money off token, or somebody might buy you a meal, but it never arrives as the £100 lump sum. And that stickiness means that it often arrives just in the nick of time or just after you need it to arrive. What we want is a manifestation field that has the foresight to know when you need a little bit of extra money to hand, so that if anything comes in that needs to be bought or needs to be paid for in some way, the manifestation field has already provided you with what you need. A good manifestation field works in that way. Believe me, I've seen it happen time and time again. When we correct the manifestation field, it's as if it's an early warning system as well. And what it does is it brings the money before you actually need it. So what we want to do is to sow a really strong seed in your manifestation field today, amongst other things, that's going to blossom into a healthier relationship with money. By exploring these roots, the root causes of your money wounds, you begin to understand, and then you're able to heal them. It's a process of unravelling the layers, peeling away the and then reprogramming not only your manifestation field, but all of your energy fields, so that they can embrace abundance and prosperity. So this exploration is going to take a little bit of self-compassion. You've got to love yourself through this process. Don't get into guilt, don't get into shame, don't get into accusing yourself or being angry with yourself. It's being compassionate with yourself, being honest with yourself, being patient with yourself. And it's about identifying your patterns and any of your beliefs. And if they no longer serve you, you can then consciously choose to create a new narrative about money for yourself. And these wounds also can stem from negative beliefs that are deeply ingrained within you. Now, these beliefs may be hindering your progress towards that financial abundance, and you might not even realize it. Perhaps you've heard somebody say, oh, rich people are always nasty, or rich people are crooks, or rich people are selfish. Or maybe someone said to you, oh, you're not the type of person who can be wealthy, or oh, you're not clever enough to be able to make money. You know, it's not uncommon for my clients to express that they've got these negative feelings towards wealthier individuals. And on a conscious or subconscious level, the reason that they're in lack is because they don't want to be associated with those negative traits that they believe. So if you dislike wealthy people like this, you will ensure you never become one. These negative beliefs, they act as barriers, you see. They're going to prevent the healing and the transformation of your money wounds because ultimately you don't wish to be disliked. This creates that discordant energy within you, making it challenging to attract and embrace financial prosperity because you don't wish for the resentment or disapproval that's involved as a part of it. I know lots of people who said, oh, you know, if I won the lottery, I wouldn't tell people because I don't want them to abandon me. I don't want my relationship with them to change. So part of this then is that you're going to need a willingness to challenge and reframe your thoughts, and you're going to replace them with empowering and positive beliefs about wealth and abundance and the good people that become wealthy too. There are many, many good, great people that are incredibly wealthy. And why can't you be one of them? You have the power to rewrite your beliefs and rewrite your financial reality if that's what you would like to be. You don't have to become super wealthy. Wealthy and abundant enough is actually enough. How much money do you actually need? How big a house do you actually need? What kind of car do you actually need? What people in your life do you actually need? And more. How many clothes can you realistically wear? Think about what abundance really truly would be for you. And by consciously shifting your perspective and embracing positive beliefs instead of those negative ones, you then release yourself, you break yourself free from the limitations imposed by those money wounds, and you open yourself up to a world of financial and abundant, wealthy possibilities. Let's explore the role of emotions next. Pay close attention to how you feel. Do you often find yourself plagued by fears or guilt or shame when it comes to money? These emotions could be significant indicators of money wounds that require your attention. Fear manifests as anxiety about money, unease about it. You know, when making financial decisions, taking risks, it could be opening envelopes to see what the bill is this month. This is a wounding and it's in your electromagnetic field. It seems to tell you that when you make a decision about money, it doesn't feel safe. Guilt. Guilt's slow-moving vibration in your energy field. It stays where it is. Guilt says there's something about money that makes you behave in a way you shouldn't behave. Have you ever used money in a way that you came to regret later? Maybe it's something else. And shame too is a slow moving vibration. Shame is always about feeling that there's something wrong with you. And feelings of shame about affluence and financial abundance often stem from religious or societal or cultural conditioning that associates money with negative qualities in a person. I know that there are very, very capable, talented healers that I've had the good fortune to know, but they have confided in me that they really struggle with the idea of actually charging for their healing services. They've taken on a belief that it's wrong to ask for payment for their valuable work. They have a fear that if they were to charge people, that somehow that's going to block them from being able to do their work, that charging will soil or taint or diminish their innate healing gift. Let me assure you, this belief is simply not true. If you possess a healing gift, it's perfectly reasonable to charge for your availability, charge for your attentiveness and your time. And if it makes you feel better after you have charged for those things, graciously offer your healing abilities as an additional blessing to them for free. I think this belief has its roots in a religious belief somehow, that poverty is associated with godliness. Well, God wants each one of us to have overflowing abundance. It's not God's intention to place any one of us in a position of lack. If we are in lack, then I believe that's a choice you're making, to remain in that state of lack. And if you let go of those doubts and you embrace the notion that, for example, your healing gift has been given to you because it is worthy of compensation, that really changes things. Now, can I also say, it's really important that you don't ever create an imbalanced energy exchange with other people, because that leads to all sorts of karmic debts that the person that you're serving, the person that you are trying to prevent from giving you any money or anything else for that matter, you know, they become indebted to you. They owe you on some level, and that will need to be repaid. Don't create unnecessary karmic debts with other people. Money wounds also relate to habits as well. Let's explore those quickly. Positive and negative financial habits and patterns. These shed lights on your money mindset. Let's take a look, shall we? Positive financial habits. These are things like saving where you can, even if it's just a little bit each day. Budgeting, not wasting things, making informed and thoughtful decisions, especially about how you spend your money, setting financial goals that are achievable, step by step, let's get you there, and practicing a kind of what people describe to me as delayed gratification. I've been doing this recently and it really works. I'll go online and I'll think, oh, I'd really like to buy that. So let's say I'm on Amazon, I've seen something that's been presented to me as just the sort of thing that I might be very tempted to spend my money on. And what I do is I place it in the basket on the Amazon site, but I don't go ahead and pay. I've set myself a rule that I'll put it in the basket and I'll leave it there for 48 hours. And if in 48 hours, I still would really, really like it, then I can buy it if I can afford it and it still feels that it would be useful. But you'd be surprised how many times those impulse buys get deleted from my Amazon basket. 48 hours later, they just don't seem to tempt me in the same way. Why don't you try it? Habits that demonstrate a proactive, responsible approach to managing your finances really pay dividends. They bring in a kind of financial stability, a real empowerment, and you start to get wealth accumulation. If I look back over the last month at how many times I nearly bought things just on Amazon, right, I consider that as a saving rather than a spending. I don't see it as money I didn't spend. I see it now as money I actually saved. Now, negative financial habits, they also manifest in lots of ways, you know, overspending, impulse buying, relying on credit cards without having a clear repayment plan and sticking to that repayment plan, you know, neglecting to track any expenses, collect your receipts, look through them, see what you're spending your money on, and generally having a bit of a head in the sand attitude to the debts that you have. Being reliable about repaying any money that you've been lent is really important, and also making sure that as much as you can, living within your means is also a really, really good financial habit. Living outside your means is a negative one. These sorts of negative habits, I think, really do result from underlying money wounds of some kind. Maybe it has something to do with the fact that you need it now and that you feel safe now, and that by having the money now, you feel like you're protected and you don't have to worry in this moment, even though, as you know, you may well have to worry later. And you live in a kind of dream state where you think something will magically happen and everything will get paid off. This all comes from feelings of scarcity, fear, lack of self-worth. Ultimately, negative financial habits trigger a cascade of energetic wounds in multiple energy fields. These energy fields then create filters that become a template, and those templates then become your reality. So we can change those templates. Just by identifying negative habits that you have financially, you can begin to address those templates. Do it one by one. And transformation comes really quickly when you shift your mindset, I promise you. It feels much more positive and empowering when you don't run away, which is a hallmark, I think, of negative financial behaviours. You're running from reality in a way. And actually, your reality may not be bad. But what you need is to create a reality that feels different. Your financial habits do not have to be fixed or predetermined. You can choose. You can choose to change your habits whenever you like. So with that self-awareness and a willingness to change, you've the power to cultivate positive financial habits, and they align with goals and aspirations. And then opportunities appear, and then what you do is, in a conscious way, you step into those opportunities to shift your mindset and develop new patterns and create that solid foundation for financial well-being.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit dicks.com/scorecardplus for details.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
I think it's clear that in order to heal a money wound, it requires a multifaceted approach. And part of that approach is introspection, honesty, self-awareness, new choice making, intentionality in your actions. So it's important to identify and acknowledge limiting beliefs, negative emotions, all of those sorts of things that are associated with money. And it involves exploring and being open to finding the root causes of wounds, whether they stem from a personal experience, conditioning, inherited patterns, poor habits. I've already covered a lot of these in my show today, and I hope this really helps you. To heal a money wound, it's also important to cultivate a mindset of abundance and to shift the perception that there is any scarcity right now in your reality. This is done through positive affirmations. There are plenty online that you can find. Visualization techniques. There are also plenty online. I'm sure you can search out. It'd be great for you to see whether or not there are online communities that practice positive visualizations about money mindsets. And also reframing those negative thoughts that you may have about your situation and about your relationship with money, and also about how much money you have. It really does start with appreciating and acknowledging the things you already have. Think about me living in that abandoned doctor's surgery for 3 weeks. I'm sure people have been in worse situations than I was in, even though at the time I thought I was in about the worst situation I'd ever been in my life. And stop also comparing what you have to what you don't have, you know, to what you want to have, or to what other people seem to have got that you haven't yet got. I'd like you to focus on the things in your life that you love instead. And that can be, well, what do you have? Well, it could be the simple comfort of a pillow warm blankets and a bed to lie on and nourishing food and drink. And it can be the connections you have with people or the potential connections you may have with people. It could be to the joys of nature or a potential to the connection with the joys of nature. There is already so much abundance in your life and you have the opportunity to choose a more abundant life. Maybe that is what would be a really good thing to help you to reframe your thoughts about money. You might say to yourself, well, in the past I haven't had much money, but now after listening to the Future Self Energetics show, I believe that I can change my stars. It really helps you when you know that you have within your reach the choice to make this change. It helps shift the focus from scarcity to gratitude. I'm so grateful for the opportunity to change. I'm so grateful to be able to listen to this show on UK Health Radio today. And, you know, gratitude supercharges positivity in your manifestation field. It's one of those really wonderful energies, wonderful vibrations. Be grateful, genuinely grateful, because it's going to heal those deep wounds. When I genuinely love and appreciate what I have, my manifestation field responds and it brings more things into my life that I will also love as well. When you genuinely love and appreciate what you already have, your manifestation field is going to respond and it's going to bring more things into your life that you'll love as well. Your manifestation field really loves you to be happy. It loves you to be grateful. It loves to delight you. Your manifestation field begins to bring those things to you in roughly 3 days. I mentioned this before, so try it. And then be ready to see how your manifestation field begins to deliver for you. I've noticed that my manifestation field also responds positively when I approach the idea of creating abundance in my life with a really playful mindset. So take the idea of creating money and abundance in a light-hearted, magical vibration. Take it into that light-hearted, magical vibration. Nothing about feeling debt and lack is in a light-hearted, magical vibration. So yes, you may have debts. Yes, there might be lack. Yes, there may be things that you desire that you haven't received yet. But actually, won't it be amazing to see how your manifestation field and your other parts of and the other parts of your energy field all align in this light-hearted, magical vibration to bring those things to you? It's playful. It's a playful perspective. And it's directly related to healing money wounds because it helps really shift the focus from scarcity to looking out for magic and wonderment instead. Your energy field will most certainly deliver magic and wonderment if you're watching out for it. I think the universe has a great sense of humour. I've said it many times. And if you are willing to be part of the playful unfoldment, if you're willing to join in with the fun, then your wounds heal and abundance follows. On a more serious note, though that was quite serious in a way, if you think it would be helpful, don't forget, you can reach out and talk to people. Ask people for advice about how you can improve your relationship with money if your wounding really continues to knock you back. You might even consider seeking out some support from professionals who specialise in sorting through money and helping you to manage it. So, to heal a money wound, I implore you, ditch any guilt or shame over your relationship with money in the past. Be honest with yourself and then make money your new best friend. Love it and it will love you back. Think of money as your new best friend. Do it from this moment onwards. So that means love it, care for it, take care of it, be respectful for it. Don't give it away or push it away. Think about it. If money was your best friend, how would you let them know how much you care? To heal money wounds in practical terms, finally then, You might also consider creating budgets, setting financial goals, developing healthy saving and spending habits. These are your energetic boundaries, healthy boundaries relating to money. Start today, begin today. Be inspired to begin in this moment. Healing money wounds is a journey. It does require a little bit of patience and self-compassion and honesty and consistent effort. And don't worry if you trip up or on something comes along and makes you feel that it's not working. It is working. Focus and make sure that you celebrate every small victory along the way. Don't focus on the failures, only celebrate on the victories. And as you recognise these little victories, your wounds start to heal. As you stay committed to your continuing recovery, the wounds heal and your energy field changes. And with dedication and a willingness to transform your relationship with money, you can heal your money wounds and create that more abundant and prosperous life for the rest of your life. Good luck with this. I wish you every abundance. That's it for another show this week. I'm thrilled that you dropped by. I present Future Self Energetic Show every week for UK Health Radio, and I'd be delighted to spend more time with you next week, so do tune in. The world of energy is amazing, and it's magical, and it's mysterious, and there's always so much for us to explore about it. You have a vital connection to a web of energy fields around you. Use that connection for your benefit. I've been working with vibrational energetics all my life, and I know that when you improve your energy field, you can up-level any part of your life.
Want instant MVP status? Join the new Dick's Scorecard Plus program. For $99, Scorecard Plus members enjoy 1 year packed with perks, like $80 in annual bonus rewards, free shipping with no minimum purchase, triple points on two purchases, and more. That's over $160 in benefits. Join Dick's Scorecard Plus today and score more than ever. Tap the banner to learn more. Exclusions and terms apply. Visit Dick's.com/scorecardplus for details.